This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Niners, though, they go on to win the game. Mac Jones, bit of mixed bag.
He hasn't looked good in the games. I mean, we could just call it what it is.
This is not good.
He's telegraphing his passes.
He's been Whack Jones these days, not Mac Jones.
Max Crosby really wanted to win that game. That was bizarre to me.
I mean, really wanted to win. He just wants to make plays. That's Max Crosby. That's who you're going to get. He gets 100%, 110% every single time he goes out there. The effort level of a Max Crosby, I will never question, preseason or regular season. And I appreciate that about certain players. I do. Russell Westbrook's another guy like that where I know he's going to give it 100% every time. Now, he'll make some horrific mistakes in shot selections, but I'll never question the effort with some of those players. And Max Crosby is one of them. Are you in or out?
Crosby's a great player, but there's this like insecurity by Crosby and other, you know, Crosby fans, Raider fans about, he's better than you give up credit for. He's not the fourth best end. He's the second best end. He's not the third best end. He's the second best end. It's like, all right, relax. How about play a playoff game and look great, and then we'll have a conversation.
I know. Well, he got to get to the playoffs. He did have, actually, I think a sack or two against the Bengals in his only playoff action, so he did show up in the playoffs when it mattered. Damon and SFTC and Sack wants to join the conversation. The phone lines are open, 888-957-9570. By the way, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Matt Lively right at 9 o'clock. He's going to be joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And obviously, Matt has been covering the team, KPIX, where the game was, and all these preseason matchups have been on KPIX and the fifth quarter on KPIX. You can check out with Matt. Also, Valkyries pre and post. We could get into with Matt as well as the Valkyries fall yesterday to the Atlanta Dream in Ballhalla, snapping their four-game losing streak. Right now, we're talking about whether or not we take Kyle Shanahan for granted here in the Bay Area. 888-957-9570, Joe. Max Crosby withstanding. Was there anything else you liked from that game on Saturday?
Well, I mean, Genty, who I was all over in the draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, it sucks seeing their top pick play and ours on the sideline.
Yeah.
I'll give you some risers and fallers. You want some of those real quick?
Give it to me, brother.
Give me some NFL music.
Give it to me.
And I'll give you who I thought rose in this game, and now the stock is up a little on them, and guys whose stock fell a little. All right, I'll just rat-a-tat-tat them.
Give it to me.
Chase Lucas. This is week after week now where this guy's just making plays. If Upton Stout has to miss some time, could this guy be your starting nickelback? Could he play on the outside? I have questions. I want answered. I like this guy a lot.
I mean, people, there's spots that are open and that need to be filled, Joe. And he could fill one of them absolutely with his level of play right now. The Raiders played most of their starters on offense. If not all of them, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So it was good to see.
Running the same three formations Chip Kelly always runs. All right, my two linebackers that I love.
It worked.
Tatum Bethune and Nick Martin. Both look excellent in this particular game. Nick Martin laid hat in this one.
He
looked incredible. The blitz for the sack where he kind of delayed and showed patience, love that. But to me, it was the thump. I mean, he came and brought the thump. Nick Martin looked amazing. Tatum Bethune, he's just a player. There's just a player in that guy. I love the way we're developing these young linebackers.
Not that you can replace this guy, because you can't. And what he meant on this defense, the heart and soul, the level he played, he's an all-pro guy. But can someone emerge with the absence now of Dre Greenlaw? Can someone take that spot over? Not be Dre Greenlaw, but be pretty freaking good. Can they be good? Because we have great already with Fred Warner. Nick Martin. We all seem to think it's D Winters that's going to be slid right in there. We'll see. I would like to have some depth, though. And right now, it does feel like we actually have some depth that we can be excited about.
Yeah, I love what I see from him. And then I'm going to go to a guy that I absolutely destroyed last week. That Spencer Burford looked great. Not good, great.
Yeah.
I really went back and watched all of his snaps at tackle, and he was a pleasant surprise. I thought Pleasant looked okay as well. So I'm feeling a lot better about the tackles, but I also don't know like how much of that is I don't know anyone on the second line for the Raiders. And like I don't know what to make of it, but he looked great, and I want to give him his kudos. So he's rising for me, Spencer Burford.
Well, and I'll say this, because when we talk about preseason, who's in, who's out, we don't know any of these names. A lot of these people might be cut. But when it comes to the run game versus the pass game, that is something that I could kind of take a little bit from. And in the passing game, at least, it did feel like Brock Purdy did have enough time to make some plays, and he did that with Ricky Pearsall. Just enough. Now, is it going to be great? You're going to have Trent Williams out there. I was fine with the passing game. It's the run game, though, Joe. That I'm concerned a little bit. I'm very concerned, because your boy Crosby did blow up a couple of those plays early on.
Well, here goes my riser and faller. He's the duality. Corey Kiner.
Yeah.
You saw flashes. Probably the best run of the day from anyone in a Niner uniform. And then he gets the high ankle sprain. And so it becomes a faller, because it sucks. Because it looks like this guy had an opportunity to be RB2. Like, he really did. And now he's probably going to be on the PUP, which is the list, because he might not be able to play for the first couple of weeks, which sucks. But if there's a silver lining, I didn't think they were going to be able to get this guy on the practice squad anyway. So this gives them an opportunity to be able to keep him and have him ready, but they need him.
I mean, is it forcing the Niners' hand to go out and trade for someone else right there? As reports come out of Washington that Brian Robinson Jr. is available to trade, they're making him available. Do you sniff around a guy like that, 26 years old, think he's in his prime? Do you do it? Do you try to take on all that money? I'm not sure, but it'd be worth sniffing around if you're John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, as Corey Kiner, Patrick Taylor, Isaac Arendo. The list goes on and on and on of all the people that just aren't healthy in the running back room for the Niners. And obviously, the big question mark with your starter is, can he stay healthy with Christian McCaffrey?
That's just incredible.
And it really is.
All right. I have a big takeaway, but I'm going to get to the two smaller ones. Jake Moody, he's rising just a little, you know, a little inch,
Good for Jake Moody.
You know,
just an inch. It's an 8-incher right there.
When I had you six feet deep, going up an inch is a long way. I mean, we were like, the nail was in the casket.
Oh, I think we're talking about two different analogies here.
I don't know where your brain's going.
Sam's looking at me like, please move on.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going.
We're getting in trouble here. It's
Brock
right.
And Ricky Pierce saw the connection.
Pitch intense.
It's fabulous, and it's real.
It's spectacular. Great. I'm excited about Ricky Pearsall and what he could be this year. I told you, Joe, I'm looking at that to be the number one connection after this season. If it's Brock and it's Ricky, I mean, you need to hit on a first-round pick here. And wouldn't it feel great to hit on Ricky Pearsall after all? And just for Ricky as like a person and as a player on the team, I'm rooting for him because of all the stuff that took place last year. Like, what a story this guy's already had, and not in a great way. I would like for it to be in a good way going forward here now.
All right. And
I got
then
shot last year. Like, I can't get shot before the season started. Insanity.
I think that for the Niners on the field, this is going to be the most impactful rookie, in my opinion. It's the free safety we've been looking for forever, and he made multiple plays. The one for me was the third down tackle in space. It was just unbelievable. Marquise Siegel. Mm. Marquise Siegel looks not like a good player, like an absolute stud. He looks like the starting free safety week one. Just put it in marker. Let's roll.
And it's something I want to talk about. It's an overarching point in Siegel being a part of that. I did feel like I felt like a physicality finally from that Niners defense, from players. I was feeling, you know, the hits on the TV screen, whether it's Bethune, whether it's Marquise Siegel. Like, when you pop a guy like Ashton Jeanty like they did on defense, Bethune that is, and I'm going all over the place, but Siegel's a part of it. Just, that is an aspect that I didn't see from the Niners last year on defense.
Yeah.
Laying the wood and setting the tone with physicality, because the Niners the season prior did that. Remember, it was Fred Warner against Najee Harris, just lighting him up. Tone was set for the season right there, Joe. Yeah. Tone was set there.
Last one, and this is more on my broadcaster big board. I thought Guy Haberman did a really good job again. Back-to-back weeks. I think he's in a really tough spot trying to replace someone who's, you know, firmly established as one of the better Bay Area broadcasters in this region.
I think you call him a legend at this point. He's been around for a very long time.
He's not a Niner legend, though. No, I would stop you there. He's not. He's a Raider legend and an A's legend, but not a Niner. To me, I have so much respect for Ted Robinson and for Joe Starkey and what they've done, and Lon Simmons prior to that. You know, I hold that position in high regard, and I don't just call anyone a legend.
I say Bay Area sports broadcasting legend. That's what Greg Papa, and again, we're all rooting for Papa in his fight against cancer, and Guy Haberman stepping up the way he's doing, Joe.
Guy's good. Yeah. Guy does a really good job, and so I think that once again, you know, second week, just sounds like he belongs, and he's a really good play-by-play guy. I think he does a really good job.
Here at 95.7 The Game.
All right, here we go. Let's go to our fallers, okay?
Oh, no.
On that same note, I love you, Tim Ryan. I do. I do love some Tim Ryan. Tim Ryan, not everything needs to be cliche. Boom! He got it right here! Boom! Like, dude, we know. We know you're the bootleg John Madden. We get it, all right? Like, I'm asking you to just dial the propaganda down a little. Just a little.
We needed to pivot.
Mac Jones right there. Yeah, telegraphing intercepted passes to linebackers I've never heard of. Just everyone take a deep breath.
We're doing risers and fallers. If you want to have your own, 888-957-9570.
I love T-Rock, but I mean, I don't need the cliche propaganda in the preseason like this sometimes.
Hey, Joe.
I do love the propaganda, though. It's, again, we have in the 9 o'clock hour, the things that Spadoni loves about football.
I love T-Rock.
We're in the top 20 now as we're 20 days away from Niners-Seahawks week one. I feel like if we're doing falling, we should pivot to, Living Legends, Never Falling Down? That's a sick beat. Come on, that's a pretty good one, right? You know what I'm talking about. Have you ever heard that song?
I
you know what I'm talking about, right, Carter?
Maybe I do. I don't know.
No idea.
It's fine. Whatever. I'll just go, you know, whatever. It's fine. Continue.
Yeah. Now they're just going to go like Tom Petty. I'm free falling. So these are the guys who didn't look good in this game, and their stock is down. Let's start with the guy who got $20 million guaranteed. Luke Farrell. I mean, somebody who watches the X's and O's on the film and breaks down inline blocking. Yeah. Can someone explain to me why this guy got $20 million in guaranteed money?
I'm out.
And we couldn't afford to keep you know, a running back like Jordan Mason. Like, maybe they were just done with Mason. That's fine. But, like, on a team that's penny pinching, who was beating you in the line with $21 million of guaranteed money to go after Luke Farrell?
See, Luke Farrell is playing chess, not checkers, right now. He's not revealing everything that he's going to put forward to this regular season. He's biding his time. He's not revealing his hand. It's very smart. Chess, not checkers for Luke Farrell.
Tonges, right, or what is it? Tonges? Tonges? I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Tonges.
Tonges. Okay. I've seen like more pass catching ability from him than Luke Farrell thus far, and I've been underwhelmed with Luke Farrell's blocking on the isolated plays where I've identified him. These are just my opinions. All right. Jair Brown, this guy cannot play for you. If he is playing on the field, they are going to pick on him. Jair looks not good right now. I don't think that's an understatement or an overstatement. I think that's just an accurate statement. What are we like? Wow. I mean, the play with Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers is a stud. He mossed him, no doubt about it. He mistimed it. He didn't get up. I thought he saw the ball the whole way. He couldn't make a play. Wow, what are we doing?
So did we come away from this game feeling better or worse about in the totality of the Niners defense? Because I'm with you on that one. Jair Brown, who started off so hot, like Imbaldi was telling you, Bonte, yeah, and myself, like, he was really high on Tig Brown coming out of Penn State.
It just hasn't come to fruition.
And it just hasn't. He kind of had a pick in the Super Bowl, and just like, oh my God, right? And then it's just,
you know,
falling down.
Let me throw a name at you, Niner
fans. That doesn't happen very often where it starts off like, damn, this guy's
good. Adrian Colbert, same thing happened. Do you remember Adrian Colbert?
That's true.
He came out of nowhere. He was like a seventh round pick at safety. He played every game, and then all of a sudden just wasn't good. Out of nowhere. So I don't know. Joe, I legitimately don't know if this guy's going to even make the team. He's that bad right now.
That would be something
he
if he didn't.
He gets picked on. He does. The other guy
who's... Bowers, in fairness to your point,
Bowers is a stud. Yeah. It's not about an individual play, but like, he's just not good. Alfred Collins. We're hitting the Javon Kinlaw question marks here. Now, Kinlaw was a first-round pick. You're a second-round pick. It's been, like, last week I thought Collins was okay, just okay. This week I was like, he gets stood up. He doesn't have a move. He's slow. His hands aren't heavy. I don't know what to make of Alfred Collins other than I don't think he's going to help much this year.
I haven't really seen him flash. I mean, for a guy his size, 6'6", 330 pounds, Joe, I don't feel the size. And that's part of these things when we're watching that. And it's an adjustment for players that are playing college that are used to just leaning on their size. You can't get away with size alone.
No.
You got to have technique. And the great ones figure it out, and maybe it'll take him some time, and hopefully he figures it out. But the problem is, Joe, they kind of need these guys to step up immediately.
Yeah.
They need to hit the ground running, and right now it's just not happening with Alfred Collins.
All right. The running back room, everyone's going to talk about the health. I'm going to go to – they just have a lack of physicality, lack of speed, burst, broken tackles. I don't know if that's a byproduct of the zone blocking scheme where at times it can look very finesse.
Right.
But they just don't have a physical run game right now. And I'm very concerned about the run game as a whole. I think the offense is going to be a work in progress. I'm actually probably higher on the defense than the average fan. That has me concerned. But my number one concern is this.
Number one.
It's the injuries. And it's specifically about the guys that I haven't gotten a good look at. Jacob Cowing. Why did he not play in this game? Yeah, does anyone have an answer?
Maybe they're being, you know, cautious with him, but I don't know. I mean, the soft tissue injury, the hamstring, I'm not sure. I don't have an answer for you, Joe. I don't. Because you need to see this guy. You need a speed element on this team. And God love Ricky Pearsall. He's been flashing. He's looked good, but you know, when Jennings, if he does come back, like, they don't have a speed element on offense that they desperately need. I mean, how long have you been saying that? Like, it's almost like the Warriors we need a young athletic big that can do a stretch. No, we just need a fast guy in the Niners offense. Like, God, love Kyle Shanahan and his offense. Can we get someone quick out there that could run like a sub 4.5?
Yeah.
Can we get someone that could do that? I don't know.
And then your defensive line, the two guys that got hurt, obviously CJ West didn't play in this game, which sucks.
But to me, it's
Michael Williams. Yeah. He hasn't played in either game. Not that it's the end all be all, but he's been out a week and a half now. He got hurt not this previous Thursday, but the Thursday before that. Does he return to practice this week?
I hope so.
He's a guy that needs to play a lot in that third preseason game. I don't need to see the offense. I need to see Michael Williams. I think he needs the reps inside, outside, just the continuity. Like, I think my biggest issue right now is him not issue, but the biggest question mark is, like, he's so important to what they want to do this year. And there were other defensive linemen who are making plays in other camps across the league. You know, Shamar Stewart is an example. Yeah. Where you're like, did we take the right guy? And right. That's always going to be a question.
888-957-9570. I like that. What's the biggest question mark coming out of the second preseason game for the 49ers for you, Niner fans?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.